Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using, and plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone, and I don't know how you are either. It's going down.
Timeout at the line, shooting free throws is Sawyer Cuthrell. After time, we're no gain that foul. 1-1. Ryan Brown, listen to Cassidy.
Coach is still preaching, changing up pressures defensively. Starting a full court zone threat, fall back into a man-to-man, jumping past the lanes, and also trying to trap in the corner. He wants to force as many turnovers as he can down the stretch here to give his team the best chance.
As the first free throw from Sawyer Cuthrell is good, 49-44, five-point game, and he's awarded a second free throw. John Mooney, do you feel Bad Axe went to the stall a little too early?
This is sad. As far as the strategy to go ahead and go after him a bit, I really think it's something you really don't want to do right now. You're in foul trouble right now. Every time you foul, you're going to stop the clock and put Cassidy on the line. That's a double trouble right there. So I'm not so sure about the strategy.
As Cassidy comes out in the full court press, second free throw from Cuthrell was good. Four-point game, 49-44. Bailey Hines with the ball on the near sideline. Going against number 14, Cal Ross. Now to Time Renaud. Now Messing has it against Dickinson, right at midcourt. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Tom Carno. Mark Shelton all over him. And now we have a block called by Mark Shelton of Cassidy. That's only the fourth team foul. So Bad Axe will get it on the side. Mark Shelton's first foul of the night.
That was a foul they really didn't need, Cassidy. All Cassidy has to do is just go ahead and play the defense and wait for the turnover.
This is why I love high school basketball. Aaron Fernald is down on one knee calling the shot. Getting very animated. Cassidy still has a shot and then some in this game. Maddox's lead down to four. They led as many as by 16 in the second quarter, 14 in the fourth, the third. Feed down to Brown. Back up to Tom Morneau, going to the stall yet again. 5 minutes left. Nearly stolen by Dickinson. Bailey Hines brought it back in. 5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. 49-25.
This is a long time to put that ball in the icebox.
As Time Morneau goes into the lane, and he is charged with his fifth foul. The offensive Mark Shelton jumped out of nowhere and put up a brick wall, and Tommy Morneau is out of the game with five fouls.
More importantly, the point spread is just 4 points. Cassidy has got a deficit. 4:55 to go. You're going to find both squads reevaluating their strategies right now.
19th foul on Bad Axe. Tommy Morneau is playing his last for the night. And now Cassidy trying to take advantage. 4:55 left, over half the fourth quarter to go. And the Cuthrell is bringing it up against Bailey Hines. 49-45, Cassidy trails by four with the ball. Into Tristan Kuntz inside the lane. Double team kicks it back out, and we have a whistle. 3 seconds called. That's the first call of that tonight. And it's a turnover on Cassidy, Bad Axe ball.
That's the first 3 seconds of the year. Probably going to be the last.
More than likely. First for us this year.
I think for 3 years. It's a rare call.
Stay up to date with your WLEW Sports coverage on Twitter. Simply follow at WLEW Sports. As Bad Axe nearly had a turnover, as Derek Brown had to do some magic to keep it inbound. And Mark Shelton tipped that pass away. Intended for Tyler Labor. Tyler Labor calling the shots now as Tommy Morneau fouled out. Bad Axe has the ball underneath the road. Hoops 4.5 to play in the fourth, leading by four. Tyler Labor at the left elbow. Now Derek Brown. Excuse me, now Bailey Hines up to Messing. Messing being guarded by Dixon, has to dribble with him in close proximity at the left wing. Drives in, kicks it over to down to the baseline to a wide open Derek Geiger, kicks it back out to Messing inside the lane. Now back into the right wing to number 11, Jared Brown. Bad X looks a little lost out there without Morneau. Messing, right elbow, dribbles down to the baseline of the right post, puts it up. This one's no good. And rebound by Dickinson for Kansas City. Good defensive stop there for the Redhawks. And we have a 30-second timeout called by Kansas City. John Mooney, what do you think Kansas City is going to be setting up here?
Kansas City, if it were me, I would just go ahead and run that duck in again for Tristan Koontz. Tristan Koontz, earlier, he just had the body language like, I want to take this team and put it on my shoulders. And he still hasn't changed that body language one iota. That's who I'd go into. Right now, I think Bad X is susceptible to the inside, and so therefore either Erla or Tristan Koontz is going to get that ball inside.
And Ryan Brown listening to the Bad X. I don't. What do you have for us, sir?
Coach Cruz likes where they're at. He's not going to spend too much offensively. He wants his players, if they get it in a one-on-one situation on the offensive end, to attack the basket. Other than that, they're going to keep working it around the perimeter, killing as much time as they can before they have to try and make a score or do something else on their offense.
And Cassidy has the ball on the far side of your radio. Bad X comes out with a half court pressure. Man to man. Over to Curtis Dickinson, left wing. Down to Keita Erla. Now Cuttrell, right wing. Seems like forever since Cassidy's been an offense. And number 15 of Bad X, Derek Geiger, gave him a bear hug on the right block. And then number 22, Curtis Dickinson, to the line. Shooting two fouls to double bonus. And more importantly, that is the fifth foul on Derek Geiger. Second player to foul out for Bad X.
Well, we're going to go ahead and see what the Hatchet bench is like tonight.
Hopefully there's some depth there for the sake of the Hatchet. 3:33 left in the fourth. Two Bad X players fouled out, two starters. At line shooting, number 22, Curtis Dickinson. He has 4 points tonight, has not shot a free throw. And the first one, no good. Mark Shelton checks in for Kansas City, replacing Tristan Koontz.
Defense. Mark Shelton's only been coming in on the defense.
And you heard Ryan Brown there. Kansas City trading offense, defense. The second free throw is no good from Dickinson. Rebound by Erla. Puts that one up. No rebound. No good, but he is fouled on the putback. Mason Erla keeping Kansas City alive here on this play. As Mark Hurd wants an explanation, he's having a very lively discussion with the officials. Jared Brown with his second foul at the line. Shooting two is number 23, Mason Erla. Erla, the sophomore, with 8 points of the night. And the first free throw is good. 49-46, three-point game, folks. 3:28 left. Kansas City with the potential to make it a two-point game right here with a made free throw from Erla. He's 3 for 3. Make that 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 49-47, 3:28 left in the fourth quarter. Kansas City trails by a mere shooter. After trailing at 1 point this season by 16, it's Twitter cut the score. And here come the Redhawks. Cuttrell, top of the key. Trailing by 2, 3:15 left in the fourth. Over to Dickinson, right wing. Up to the top, 2, number 12. Jacob Perry drives into the lane, and he is called for the offensive. Jacob Perry is out of here. That's his fifth personal foul, and the fifth on the team. So now Jacob Perry sits down with 5 fouls, as the fouls are starting to accumulate on both sides here.
This is unbelievable. Really simply, all the guards have to do is just dump it inside. That's it.
As now we have a timeout called by Bad X. Yes, Bad X calls a full timeout. So will we. When we return, we have a two-point game with 3:09 seconds left. Bad X leading by a mere 2 points.
Your number one Bad X Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad X is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners. the no problem.